Blog Talk Radio.
Betty and I have been talking about this for a long time. This is Buffy.
I'm really excited.
Oh, yeah. Well, Betty, how are you? It's so nice to have you in the studio.
Oh, Bucky, I can't believe today is Valentine's Day. I've dropped so many Valentine's cards and so many mailboxes in Beantown. Random little Valentine's Day hearts to different bean pots.
You mean you delivered them yourself?
Yep. I made so many. I stayed up all night making Valentine's Day cards for so many beans in Beantown. And I just thought that it'd be really nice to just leave a random Valentine so somebody feels like they're really special. Isn't that nice, Bucky? And I didn't even put my name on them.
Well, that's really nice, because then they'll think it was somebody like, you know, maybe the Tooth Fairy, or, you know, somebody, of the Valentine Fairy. Maybe it was the Valentine Fairy, they'll think.
Yeah, and it's so fun to make Valentine's Day cards, because you could say, like, I love you so much. And then you just leave it there, and they think that somebody loves them so much. And I'm sure they do. Right, Bucky? You know, everybody has somebody that loves them.
Of course. And you know, you just never know when you're going to get love. That's really nice. I mean, just somebody was minding their own business, didn't know. Maybe they forgot it was Valentine's because they didn't have a Valentine. And then they wake up, and in their mailbox is a Valentine that wasn't even signed. Well, you know, did you think you might want to...
Yep, I even put some Valentines on some windshield wipers of the spoons as I was going through the parking lot.
You know, they're going to think it was Cupid. Do you know who Cupid is, Betty?
Yeah, I think Cupid is the one. If he strikes you with his arrow, you're going to fall in love.
And you never know when he's going to do it, do you?
Nope.
All of a sudden, you're just walking around, or you go to a party, or you go to school, or you just do something, and sure enough, it doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are, all of a sudden, bingo, you got the arrow.
Oh, my goodness. I heard that there was a fella in Beantown, I'm not sure his name, but he got struck twice with an arrow, and he fell in love with four beans.
Oh, you know, that's when it gets complicated, because, you know, what do you do then? What do you do? I mean, that's crazy.
I don't know. I just saw him running through Beantown after all these girls that he loved now, because he got hit in the behind by an arrow. Two of them, Bucky. Not many beans get hit by two arrows. Wow.
Well, you'd be surprised, Betty. You'd be surprised. You know, some people, one day, they're in love with somebody, and then the next day, they're not in love, and then the next day, they're back in love with somebody new, and then they back in love with the first bean. It's crazy. It's just crazy.
Yeah, that sounds kind of fun in a sense, because one day you wake up and you're like, you know, I think I'm in love with... Oh, that's kind of confusing, though, now that I think of it. I don't know if I would want to do that.
Well, you know, Betty, no matter how many arrows I get, there's only one arrow always in my heart, and you know who that's for. I mean, I don't want to have to come on.
Oh, Bucky, you're so sweet on Valentine's Day, and we're going to have so much fun tonight, Bucky. I've been waiting for this night, this day for the whole year, for a whole year. Been counting down for Valentine's Day.
We have that special table at the Copacabana.
I know, and that's just such a nice place. Wow.
Yep, and, you know,
I bought a new red dress, Bucky.
Wow, fantastic. I can't wait to see it. And I love your little red skirt and your little red blouse. I mean, you just look all like Valentine's today. Your little,
yeah, I wore
you got
it just so all the listeners could see me in my new outfit here at the studio.
I know.
Well,
you know,
they can't see me, but I could tell them it's really cute. And it's pink. And yes, and it's even got dark pink buttons. And a
well,
pocket
you know,
on the side. I love this dress, Bucky. Well, it's a two-piece.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. I mean, what can I say? It's beautiful.
And do you like
yeah.
my bow in my hair? I put a special bow in my hair for
you know,
Valentine's
it,
Day.
You
and I got these
love-
cute little pink earrings.
Well, Betty, I mean, you are looking just like the perfect female bean today. I mean, you're just...
Oh,
feminine.
Bucky.
Yeah, I love
and
it.
I got really early today, too. I've been
yeah.
so busy this morning, Bucky. And you
well,
know what? You know what?
Go
the
ahead.
Big event is coming up in Beantown?
Go ahead. What?
It's popcorn surfing.
Popcorn surfing?
That's a big event coming up. Yeah, I just thought of it the other day, and I talked to the administrator at the school, and she thought it was such a great idea to have popcorn surfing. Isn't that awesome?
Wait a minute, Betty. How are you going to have popcorn surfing? I never heard of this. What's is this another? Not. I hope this isn't another new.
I just thought it up, Bucky. And then she thought it was such a great idea because it's really cold outside that we're going to pop lots of popcorn and we're going to sprinkle it all over the gymnasium and then we're going to run and slide on a board. It's popcorn surfing. Isn't that such a great idea for winter? It's a winter indoor sport.
Betty, where are you going to get the popcorn?
Oh, we just keep popping it and 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 popping it.
You're popping today, I'll tell you, you know. I just, hey, Betty, you know.
Yeah, if we put butter on it, we're really going to slide, Bucky. Oh, can
wow.
you imagine all that butter and popcorn? Oh, while you're surfing across the popcorn, you can reach out and grab some popcorn and eat it. Oh, wow. I'm so excited.
Well, Betty, does your mind ever sleep? Does it ever sleep?
Well, it does sometimes. When I go to bed at night, sometimes first thing I do when I go to bed at night, I take the big gob of bubble gum out of my mouth and I pop it under my bed. And I realized the other day, Bucky, I have a lot of bubble gum stuck under my bed. It's really huge.
Wait a minute. I can't believe you said that. You know why? Listen to this. Listen.
Oh, me, oh, my, oh, you. Whatever shall I do? Hallelujah. The question is peculiar. I give a lot of dough. If only I could know. The answer to my question, is it yes or is it no? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? It comes a blushing bride. The groom is by her side. Up to the altar, yes, steady as you brought her. It's got the ring, and it's such a pretty thing. But as he slips it on her finger, the choir begins to sing. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you hear it left and right? Now the nation rises one to send their honored sons up to the White House. Yeah, the nation's only White House to voice their discontent unto the president. Upon the burning question, what has swept this continent? If tin whistles are made of tin, what do they make fog horns out of?
Bumble!
Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you hear it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? On the bedpost overnight!
Oh, there, the love you're in the one to hold your time!
A Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night on the bedpost! Another chorus, but he hasn't got the time. On the bedpost overnight.
You see, Betty? You see? That's why.
Yeah. That was a great song, Bucky. Wow. I can't believe it. You just played that song right after I talked about bubblegum.
It was the magic word I needed. I was looking for that song, and then all of a sudden, you said bubblegum, and it was like ESP. You know what ESP is?
Yeah, that's when you can read somebody's mind or know what's going on before it happens. Oh, wow. I have ESP sometimes, Bucky. Like when I put my toast in the toaster, I go, well, I think it's going to pop out right now. And then it does it. And I'm like, wow, that's just amazing.
Only you, Betty. Only you could see toast pop up out of the toaster and think that you did it with ESP. I mean, that's really kind of a stretch. Oh,
And sometimes I have ESP when I open the refrigerator door. I just know the light's going to come on. And then, sure enough, the light comes on when I open the refrigerator door. And then when I close the door, Bucky, I don't know, but I think the light shuts off.
But how do you know? That's the trick.
I can't fit in the refrigerator to find out if the light shuts off when I close the refrigerator door.
Wait a minute, Betty, I know you have a pet gerbil, and I know you've told me from time to time that you think he talks to you, and I'll bet you've put him in the refrigerator to see if the light goes out.
Oh, no, Bucky, I would never do that unless I got him a little coat. I could knit him a little coat.
And then get him a hat.
In there, he could tell me.
Get him a hat and some mittens, and then put him in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And see,
he's really cute. You know, Bucky, oh, my goodness, he's almost 9 years old, and I've never heard of a gerbil living that long, but I think he really is happy.
What do you feed him?
Happiness is what keeps you living long.
That's true. If you're not happy, boy, you're not going to check out too soon, and you shouldn't do that. You know, you got to
drink
positive.
Yeah, you got to drink lots of water.
Yeah. Yeah, water's good, but I don't know if it makes you happy. I mean, well, it does. But then, you know, if you drink the water, then
your mouth is dry, Bucky. If your mouth is dry and you drink water, then you become happy, right? Because I have, like, really dry mouth because my mom says I have dry mouth because I talk too much. And I don't know if that's so true.
I think your mother might be right on that one, Betty. You know, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's good when you talk. That's why you're so good on the radio, because there's never what they call dead airspace. It's, you know, when it's like silent.
Yeah.
When you're on, it's never silent, Betty. It's always something.
You know what? Have you ever heard of filtered water?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I think I went to school
with him.
Yep, we got a new filter water system, and I guess it makes your water, like, and I just don't get that about hard water and this mineral water. I guess it takes all that out of there, but I've never seen water that's hard, unless you really smack it.
I don't think
you're
talking
had,
about.
You ever had a bathtub full of water, you just smack the water and you make it splash? That's the only time I've ever seen really hard water.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, and if you look at the ocean, if you look at those waves, they're kind of hard, you know, I mean, if you think about it.
Yeah,
but
you have to really filter the ocean if you, I don't think you could drink ocean water. I think you'd get really sick, but
yeah,
I like flavored water. So what I do is we filter it now, and then I add flavor because I love grape.
You drink grape. Just the flavor?
Yeah, they have little packets now. You dump them right in your water. You could drink it. I like grape, strawberry, raspberry, blueberry. But they don't have jelly bean flavored water.
Well, you know, Betty, I was wondering why you had that, like, purple mustache today. You know?
Yeah.
So you would drink...
See my tongue, Bucky? Look. See?
You look like Vane. You look like the vampire when you get... You've been drinking grape water today, and your tongue is all grape-colored purple, and you got that mustache. I didn't want to say anything. I was wondering if, you know, what was happening there, but you got a great mustache, Betty.
Oh, I love when I have a great mustache. And I don't even wash it off. I just leave it on there sometimes because I want to make people laugh.
Yeah. I noticed. And what do you say, you know, we're talking about all this positive stuff. Why don't we do a little song that's positive?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Okay, yeah,
here
that
we
sounds
go.
Really good.
Gather around me,
everybody.
Gather around me.
Gonna preach some.
Feel a sermon coming on me.
The topic will be sent,
and that's what we're against.
If you wanna hear a story, then settle back and just sit tight while Sister Mitchell starts reviewing the attitude of doing right.
You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative.
Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
You've got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium.
Liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark. Jonah in the way.
What did they do?
Just when everything looked so dark. Man, they said we'd better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No,
don't mess with Mr. In Between.
About being positive.
I like that song. That song is really great. Hey, Bucky, did you see I brought a little box in with me? Well, it's not really that little. It's the only box I had at the house, but this, did you see it? Valentine's Day present, but it's a special guest for our show today, Bucky.
Yeah, but you're
open it?
But Oh, but you, it's nice you put a little heart on there. I mean, it's kind of like I thought it was.
It's our special guest for the show today.
Okay, well, already.
And this is Harry. Look at him, Bucky.
Betty, wait a minute. I'm scared of spiders. That's a spider, Betty.
Oh, he won't hurt you.
Yeah, well,
now,
tell him that.
Now, Harry, let me tell you the story about Harry. Harry is a rescue spider. He's been rescued from a farm, and the reason why he was a rescue, because it's a rescue for spiders, and he has, and I hate to say this out loud, but he has only 5.5 legs. And most spiders have 8, and Harry has 5.5, so he's been in the spider rescue for the last month.
Look at him, Betty. You're right. He kind of crawls really weird. You know, I mean, I noticed that. He's getting a little close, Betty. Betty's getting close.
Yep. Wait,
got
back here, Harry. Now, we call him Harry because see his eyes. He has hair all over his eyes and his legs, and he's a little bit hairier than any spider I've ever seen. And I have to pull his hair back right here so he can see. He's got a lot of eyeballs, Bucky. But he's really friendly. And the sad part about Harry, because he only has 5.5 legs, he can't make webs like all the other spiders. So he's at the rescue, and they're trying to teach him how to make, you know, webs with 5.5 legs.
He's got to go to school for webs? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody.
It's a really special training for spiders. Spiders just don't naturally, I don't think they naturally know how to make a web. They get trained by their moms or their dads. But Harry was an orphan, and, you know, it's kind of a sad story.
How did he learn, Bucky? How did you hear him?
What was that, Bucky?
Did Harry explain this to you, or did he come with like a little, you know, papers?
Well,
I mean, some, you know,
the rescue does. They study different areas that have a lot of spiders, and when they noticed Harry since he was a baby, they noticed that he didn't have a mom and dad, and they might. And Bucky, this is really sad, but his mom and dad might have just left him when they saw that he only had so little legs and he couldn't make a web, and it was really sad.
Wow, you know, he was lucky he wasn't eaten by a bird or something, you know. He's pretty lucky.
Yeah, but Harry's lucky now because he's in a really good place that's taking really good care of him, and that's why I brought him here today. And look at him. He's just sitting there. Yeah, well, standing there, and well, kind of like lopsided, but he really can walk pretty good, though.
Well, you know, Betty, I mean, so you're not keeping him at the house? You got to bring him back to the shelter?
Yeah, they let me borrow him for today for the show.
Wow, that's great, you know. I mean, well, you're very kind, Betty. You know, when I think of all the things that you do to help animals and now you're helping a spider, I mean, that shows that, you know, you got heart. And you got to have heart, Betty, you know.
Especially on Valentine's Day, Bucky. You got to have a big heart on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you know, I think it sounds, you know, I think there's a caller trying to come into the studio, but I don't, no, it went away. Oh, by the way, we do have a guest call in. It's 347-996-3903. And, oh, yeah, don't forget our website, www.beantownpals.com. And also, yeah, well, you know how to get to this one if you're listening to the show, so that's all right. But, Betty, when are they going to give him poor Harry a haircut? You know, they should, the spider, you know?
Yeah, they really, I don't think they like to cut his hair because his hair naturally is that length.
Wow, it's like a hairy spider.
Yeah, he's really hairy. Isn't he so cute, Bucky? Look, pet him right here. Don't be scared. Itch him right here. He loves
it. You sure that he's not going to do anything to me, Betty?
No, I've only seen him bite 3 times, and that's all.
Well, that's, what if I'm wanting 4? I don't want to be 4, Betty. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Harry's in a good mood today.
Okay. How do you know that? I mean,
well,
how can you tell?
At the, he bites if he gets really scared, and he bit those three people because he was scared. And he's not scared today. Told him how friendly you are, and he was really happy to be here today. He's smiling.
Okay,
spiders
only if you.
Smile.
Yeah, only if you say it's okay. I mean, you sure?
You don't mind his little fangs. You see those little fangs right there? He's smiling, and Harry. Oh, he's kind of something like dripping out of his mouth. Ooh, he must know. Oh, maybe he thinks you're food, Bucky. Oh,
well, yeah,
that's
the
that's
whole
what
thing.
He does. He eats. Right before he eats, he drools like that, and he shows his fangs. Oh.
Do you think I'm a fly or something? I mean, Betty, you know. I mean,
yeah. Oh.
Hey, Betty, what do you say we go to a commercial and then we'll come back? Okay.
Okay.
And I watch him roll away.
Hey there. Yeah, this is Uncle Al. That's right. Al Bean. Oh, just sitting here on the dock of the bay, looking out at the water. Yeah, looking at all them lobster boats just going back and forth there, picking up all them lobsters for them lobster dinners. Just want to let you know that just in case you want to try catching yourself a lobster, you're going to need a lobster trap. So come on by the store and buy yourself a trap and test your luck. Speaking of that, just the other day I was driving down a country road, come across a little sign that said, lobster tails, 25 cents. And I'm saying to myself, Al, that's a heck of a deal, 25 cents for a lobster tail. So I pull over, sure enough, gentleman behind the counter. I said to him, hey, is that true? You got lobster tails for 25 cents? He said, that's right. So I figure I'll splurge. I reach in my pocket, I take out 50 cents, and I said to him, okay, I'll take a couple. Well, takes my money, clears his throat, and says to me, once upon a time, there was these two lobsters. Well, there you go. That's what happens when you don't know the difference on how to spell tail. Evidently, you can spell it a couple of different ways. Well, that's my fault for not paying attention in school when they gave us all those spelling classes. Well, when something's too good to be true, sometimes it's just that. Well, this is Uncle Al. Hoping to see you soon. Yeah, and don't be like your Uncle Al. Remember, use your beam. Don't go buying the wrong lobster tail.
You know, Betty, I just thought about it. You know, lobsters, are lobsters and spiders cousins or something? Because they got so many legs.
Yeah. I wonder, let's see, six, seven. Yeah, they have eight legs too, Bucky, right?
I think so, yeah. And then they got, yeah, that's right, they got legs. But that's right, because I was thinking of the claws. The claws aren't legs. They don't crawl with those. They just bite you with those. You know, the spiders. So you could kind of say that a lobster is like an underwater spider, right? Wouldn't that be kind of true?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to be swimming near a lot of lobsters because they might snap my toes. Who would want a toe snap by a lobster?
Well, then you'd kind of be like Harry. You wouldn't have all your limbs and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's probably how Harry feels. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question, Betty, in case the kids want to write to Harry. Does he have a... I don't even believe I'm going to say this. Does he have a website?
That's so good, Bucky. That's a good one. Oh, he likes that. Look at him.
Yeah. Well, you got to get him a website.
Oh, my goodness. At least he'd be able to have a web. Oh, I'm sorry, Harry.
Well, you know, yeah. Wow. You know, I...
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to put Harry back in his box. There you go, bye, Harry. And tuck him up with his little blanket. There we go. Now that Harry's put away, I want to tell you what I did this week, Bucky, and Beantown.
Go ahead.
I went sledding with some friends. We went sledding down the big hill in Beantown.
Yeah, well, you got to be careful on that hill, because Jack and Jill went up there a little while ago, and you know what happened to him?
Yeah, he broke his crown. Oh.
On that hill, that's a pretty steep hill. So go ahead, tell us how the sledding was. Was it good?
Well, you know, Bucky, we found out. We did some research about sledding, and we found out that a refrigerator door goes a lot faster than a cardboard box.
Wait a minute, you had a, as you say, refrigerator door for a sled instead of a sled.
Yeah. We were trying to figure out what would go down the hill a lot faster. And we went over to the junkyard, and we found a refrigerator door. We found, like, this sheet of metal. I don't know what that was. It's almost like a spoon fender or something. But that didn't really go down. That almost hurt us. And then we got a cardboard box. We slid down with each one of them. But the refrigerator door went really fast.
Betty, where'd you get the... Don't tell me you went to Rex Scrap Metal. Did you go to Rex Scrap Metal and get that? Because he's got all that junk energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Bucky, we needed to do some research for sledding. And we wanted to see how fast. And we timed ourselves, Bucky. I went in the refrigerator door, and I went 2 seconds flat. I went down the hill really fast, knocked over a couple of beans, and I was like, sorry. And then we kept sliding out, and we could fit 5 of us in that refrigerator door. And then we tried plastic sleds, but they went down fast too, but the refrigerator door went down the fastest. So,
Well, you know why they take the doors off, Betty? Do you know that? I mean, they're dangerous. That's why they take the doors off. Because sometimes
you don't want to go in a refrigerator and see if the light shuts off unless you know somebody's going to be right there to open the door.
That's why they take the doors off, because some silly beans, some sprouts, want to go inside and check on the light, like you're saying, and then they So that's, that's curiosity is good sometimes, but not when you're trying to figure out if there's a light's on and you crawl inside a refrigerator and you shut the door. And that's why they take the doors off. So, but Betty,
then we had snowballs. We had a snowball fight.
Yeah. So how'd that go?
I got hit in the head 3 times, Bucky, but I made like a really big snowball, so big that I couldn't even throw it.
Betty, doesn't it tell you something when that becomes a snowman? That's not a snowball. That's a snowman when you build a what were you thinking? You know, you roll in the bucket.
Bucky, have you made a snowman this winter?
Yeah, a couple, I got to admit. Yeah, I made some. They came out okay, I mean, there's certainly enough snow for, I got a big one going now, which we've been working on for 3 weeks.
I have a couple in front of my bean pot, and we have a little carrot on his nose, and I took my old hat and put him on him in a scarf, and then my mom had some coal, and we put it for the eyes.
Wow. Did you give him a name?
Yep, Charlie and Louise, and Elvira is the reindeer that I made.
Betty, you're just amazing me. You know, it's been a wild winter, I mean, when you think about it, and, and it's been cold and all of that stuff, and now you're out making, but you're using your time well, Betty, I got to admit, making snowmen and getting refrigerated.
Constantly trying to think of things to do for this cold winter. That's why I got into tinfoil shaping.
What? Into what?
Tinfoil shaping.
Yep. Is it like you're taking tinfoil and you're shaping things with tinfoil?
Yep. We get together, Kimmy and I, and we do tinfoil scalping.
And is this like an origami thing? You know what origami
yeah.
is? You take paper.
Yeah. I should have brought some in with me, Bucky. And then when you're done making the sculpture or something and you don't want any more, you can open your sculpture back up and you can wrap your sandwich up with it.
Yeah, but it's all wrinkled then. I don't like my tinfoil wrinkled, you know. But go ahead. So
yeah,
have you got some?
But you don't want to waste it, Bucky.
Is that what's in the bag?
I wrapped my sandwich up the other day in my giraffe.
Betty, is that what you got in the bag? You got some tinfoil sculptures that we can, you know, talk about?
Well, I didn't, but I have my sandwich wrap. See, well, let me see. Well, you could kind of see a little bit of the giraffe. See, my sandwich is inside there.
Betty, that's a good-looking sandwich. Is that meatballs?
Yeah, see tinfoil sculpturing is really fun, especially on the cold days.
Can you make one now? I mean, just right here in the studio?
Well, I could eat my sandwich. Maybe we could go to a break, and then I could eat my sandwich, and we could come back, and we could do some sculpture with my tinfoil left over from my sandwich.
That's good. You know something? You just talked about deer. You know, and I was down at the crock pot this week, and I did a little bit about deer. Can we play that, and then we'll come back?
Yeah, that's a great idea. And then I can eat my sandwich.
Hey, so it's always great to be back at the crock pot. And boy, do I have a story for you this week. I was driving on the highway, and I almost hit a deer. You know, have you ever had this happen to you? Yeah, of course you have. I mean, almost everybody's had this. And it's, let me tell you, it scared the wits out of me. You know, because I've seen those videos where somebody hits a deer on the highway doing about, I don't know, 60, 70, and the deer comes crashing through the window. I mean, it ends up on your lap. And, of course, I don't want to hurt the deer, and obviously I don't want to get hit by the deer because, you know, that could hurt. I mean, I don't know if you ever noticed, but they're big, especially the ones with the big antlers. You know, because there's a lot of this going on lately, especially because it's mating season. You know, they're out looking for each other, and, you know. And so I talked to Officer Lima about this. I said, you know, Officer Lima, we got a problem. There's all kinds of deer running all over the highway, and, you know, it's dangerous. You know, you really should do something about this. So he says to me, so what's the problem? And I said, what's the problem? Well, first off, they're on the highway running around without licenses. Don't you think that's a little bit illegal? I mean, after all us beans have to have licenses on our spoons. We got to, you know, study for the exam, and then we got to go out on the road and take the test, and these guys are just running loose everywhere. You know, just threatening everybody's lives, crashing into everybody, and they never had to study for the exam or take the test. I mean, it's not fair. To mention that our insurance rates are going through the roof. So it's bad enough that they're illegal and they're running around on the highways, but I mean, at least they're there. We know they're there, but they could use a little common courtesy, maybe. You know, like once in a while, use their horns to warn us. No. They never use those horns. What do they got the horns for if they're not going to use them? Maybe if they just beeped those horns once in a while, it would help us all out, you know, them and us. Maybe I'm being a little judgmental here. Maybe they don't even know they have the horns. I mean, there's probably no mirrors for deer in the woods. And that's another thing. If they're going to be on the highway, they should be using some mirrors or something. But no, they're just running around out here. And did you ever see one with a set of lights? No. And that's when they come out, is at night. And they don't even have the horns they don't use, no lights, no mirrors. It's ridiculous. If they ever came down to the garage for an inspection, I certainly wouldn't pass them. I don't know who is, but it's wrong. And they never signal. You know, I mean, they got those four paws. Why don't they use them to tell us which direction they're going to take? In fact, what do? They just stand there and stare at you while you're headed right at them. I mean, I just wonder, what are they thinking? I mean, what? Oh, hey, there's a pair of lights headed my way. Let me just stand here and stare at them for a second. And then what? Bam! Collision! And talk about a mess. Ugh. When are they going to figure this out? You know, then people say, well, you're expecting too much. They're only animals. Oh, they're animals, okay. They're party animals. You ever notice that? They only come out at night, and they're running all through the woods doing who knows what, no clothes on, and then they decide to come to the edge of the road and stand there, and then they never, ever just come out as a group. Uh-uh. They always send out one deer first. How do they determine this? I mean, who gets to be the guy that goes first? I mean, what do they got, rock, paper, scissors kind of rule or something? A little game, see who loses, then they get to go out first and check out the road to see if it's okay to cross? Because, I mean, every time they throw in, they must all be throwing in rocks because they obviously don't have any fingers. And yet one loses, and he gets the job of checking out the highway. Hey, dear, what happened to safety and numbers? And so one deer gets to deal with an oncoming vehicle all by himself while the others just watch. And what do they say when he gets whacked? Whoops, there goes Jerry. And you can bet they all took odds on whether he'd make it across safe or not. So, you know, I think they should at least investigate if these guys are doing some illegal gambling. I think Officer Lima's got his work cut out for him on this one. Hey, Beans, that's all my time. Thanks a lot. See you next week.
Well, there it is. That's my little bit about deer. You know, I always wondered why they were running around late at night, just running out in the streets. You got to be...
Yeah, their eyes glow, too. They get glowing eyes.
Well, yeah, because they're looking at you as you're kind of coming down on them, and they just kind of don't move or nothing. They're just staring at you with that deer stare, like, whoops, here you come.
Yeah. And then,
bam,
hey, Bucky, thanks for eating half of my peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and here's half of the tinfoil. We can make something while we're talking.
Betty, it's got jelly all over it and peanut butter. Yeah,
yeah, just lick it off, Bucky. Just lick it off before you do the sculpture.
Are you sure?
That's how I clean my tin foil after I use it. I lap it all off, and then I have it ready for a new project.
All right. You sure? I mean, it's really okay? Yeah, right. Wow.
You got half of my giraffe. My giraffe sandwich.
You know what only could be better than this, Betty? A little peanut butter and jelly on your tin foil is just if you had a little milk. That would be really something.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't bring any milk with me today.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Bucky, you know what I noticed while I'm sitting here in the studio looking out at the window?
Go ahead.
Look at the clouds in the sky today. See that cloud right there? That looks just like a horse eating hay.
Betty, you got some kind of imagination. It looked to me like wow. Like, wait
and
a minute.
He lifted up his tail.
I'm trying to see it, Betty. Okay.
You gotta
sure.
Turn your head sideways, Bucky. See? Turn your head sideways.
Oh,
and then look.
Now I see it. Yeah, now I see it. But
close one eye and one eye and make the other one go half your head sideways. And see? It's a horse. See? And he's eating hay. Oh, wow.
How did you see that? I mean, if you look at it, I got my head up straight now. I don't see it. But if you're right, if I tilt my head and close one eye.
Your eye and close one eye.
Yeah. And there it is. Wow. But, Betty, how did you see it? How did you? Well, did you have your head slanted? I mean, is that what you do?
Yep,
you walk around.
That's what I do sometimes when I look at the clouds. I close one eye, I squint the other one, or I squint both, and I look sideways, I look the other way, and then I find that I always see something. Like the other day, I looked at the clouds and I saw a big dragon with fire coming out of his mouth.
I think I saw that one. I did. We were talking about that. Yeah, we were down at the garage and I said to boss, hey, boss, look at that one. And then he said, look, you know how boss talks. He went like this. What you talking about, Bucky? I said, boss, you got to up there, you got to see the dragon. Are we all, that's Wow, I was scared.
Yeah,
because,
you know, what's really scary, though? On really cloudy days, you look up and it's you can find really scary things up in the sky.
Yeah. Well, Boss didn't understand. He's got no imagination. He said, Bucky, right now the only dragon I'm worried about is the dragon you're doing because you're not working. You're dragging, buddy. Bucky, that's
what
he said to me.
Yeah, he can be really strict, huh, Bucky?
Well,
and that's because he really wants to make sure all the job is done quickly and done right.
You know, Betty, we're talking about all these animals and stuff. One time I saw a mouse cloud that looked like, and you know, he had, well, here, let me play a little song and then we'll come back.
Okay.
And what a woman ya, Peppina, oh you little mouse, so won't you go away? Find yourself another house to run around and play. You scare my girl, you eat my cheese, you even drink my wine. I've tried so hard to catch you, but you trick me all the time. Ci stanno sulle gilla, basciusella, redumur. Ogni sera che esce, quando casa è scura. Indumente da cucina, balla sullo su, ma parano malandrine, pura gatta sa paura. Peppino sulle gilla, ma fatta scomparì, manna giù sulle gilla, a casa in Natai. Stasera da cucina, no poche vina già la sta, e quando sempre aga, Peppina già incappa. No, I'm a calabrese, a nut. The other night I called my girl, I asked her, could we meet? I said, let's go to my house, we could have a bite to eat. And as we walked in through the door, she screamed at what she saw. There was little Peppino doing a cha-cha on the floor. Peppino su una gilla, ma fatta scomparì. Mannaggia su una gilla, a casa in Adai. Stasera in da cucina, no pocherina già la sta. E quando si embriaga, Peppina già incappa. If I ever catch you, I'm gonna throw you right in a bagnarò. Quella non ci piace formaggio americano, quella va trovando un po' che par mangiare. Si è fatta giatta giatta, questa vita buona, e quando quella cammina pare proprio in un galandone. Peppino sulle gilla mi ha fatto scomparì, manna giù sulle gilla a casa in Adai. Stasera in da cucina dopo che vina già la sta, e quando si embriaca a Peppina già incappa.
Louis, I got a present for you.
Ah, you're a nice man.
Put your hand in the box.
Oh, mannaggia, usura gilla, ma scasciata a mano, a mousetrap. Hey, malandri.
Wasn't that cute? That was Italian. You know, just in case you didn't know.
You know, I love that little song.
Yeah, he's, you know, now, Peppino, you didn't tell me the name of your gerbil. What's your gerbil's name?
His name's Claude.
Claude the gerbil?
Yeah, because when I first got him, he clawed me, and I said, wow, that's your name, Claude.
Betty, I don't even know what to say
toenails,
about that.
I paint his toenails blue, and he looks so cute, Bucky.
You name, Betty, don't drift right now. I gotta find out about this. You named your gerbil Claude because he clawed you. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. You're right. They got claws.
I thought it was a perfect name for Claude. Yeah, Claude. Yeah. Claude has really good markings, Bucky. He has distinct markings from other gerbils.
Yeah, well, Claude. Does he like the name Claude? I mean, that's kind of a...
Yeah, each one of his feet have his. It looks like he has socks on, Bucky, because each one of his feet are white, and then he's got a little white on his chin, like he has a little beard.
You know, Betty.
And it gets one black eye and one white eye.
I saw that. Now, that did he have a fight or something, or what was that? Why did he get the black eye? No, he just, that was it. He was born with a black eye?
And he has a really long tail. Like, I pick him up by his tail, but my mom said, yo, you never want to pick up a gerbil by their tail, because I guess their tail can pop off. And Claude never, his tail's never popped off, but that would be awful. A tailless gerbil. So I've been scooping him up with my hands because I don't want to hurt Claude, because he's my favorite gerbil in the whole wide world, and he's 8 years old. And his birthday's coming up, Bucky. You want to come over for his birthday? We're having a gerbil party. Oh, with little cats and little party horns and yeah.
Wait a minute. You're going to have, oh, hats. I thought you said cats. No, that's better.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to like the cat.
Yeah, but that's, you know, they you know, rodents, that's because he is part of the rodent family, right? I mean, in fact,
yeah,
that little mouse.
One time my cat took Claude out of his cage, and I saw her running by with Claude in her mouth.
Wow, what'd you do then? I hope you got to, well, you obviously you got to her in time, because she didn't eat him yet.
I did it after the cat, and I fell down the stairs, and when I got to the bottom of the stairs, I pried Claude out of the cat's mouth, and I saved Claude.
Well, you know, that's good, because, you know, cats don't really eat the mice right away. They like to play with them a little bit in gerbils.
Yeah.
They like to bat them around. You know how they do that? They bat them around. And I think that's kind of cruel, you know, because the poor gerbil, you know, the mouse, they know they're going to get eaten. And then, you know, they get to be whacked around a little bit, rough them up.
Yeah,
that's
Claude, I had to bring Claude over to the veterinarian, and they had to look him all over, and they gave him a little aspirin and made Claude feel a lot better, because I guess he had a really bad headache for what the cat did to him. And after he had an aspirin, he seemed to be doing way better. And then I brought him home, and I put a top on the cage so the cat can't get him anymore.
You better take him to counseling too, Betty. I mean, you might want to see a gerbil counselor.
Well,
I
read him books now, Bucky, and that puts him right to sleep.
Well, that's a good idea. I mean, what's your
he
favorite?
He doesn't really pay attention to every book, because I bring him to bed with me, and I read a book, but sometimes he takes off, so it's usually like a really quick book.
Yeah, well, you know, give us an example. I mean, you know, what book does he like?
He seems to like the story about, have you ever heard of Humpty Dumpty?
I can't believe you said that. I can't believe you said Humpty Dumpty. Because, you know, Humpty came in. Well, because Humpty came into the store the other day. I mean, to the garage.
Oh, really? He's a famous egg.
Well, I'll play the story. It was amazing.
Yeah,
it was just amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll play it.
All the king's horses, all the king's men, ambulance, EMT, and search and rescue. State your emergency, please.
Yeah, this is Bucky down at the Beantown Garage. We got a weird one here.
Yeah, so Bucky, what's the emergency?
Well, we had this egg show up this morning for the annual inspection with his bone, and, you know, we told him it was going to take a little while, and we asked him to wait in the waiting room, but he insisted on waiting on that wall, you know, right across from the garage. You know the one I mean?
Yeah, we got to handle all that, Bucky. What's up?
Well, that's the problem. There's nothing up right now. In fact, it's the opposite. It's down.
Down?
Yeah, the egg fell. He fell off the wall. Yeah, and Boss and Batty are over there right now trying to assess the damage. It's not pretty.
I don't know if I'm getting this, Bucky. Pretty. What kind of egg are we talking about here?
Well, that's the thing. This is a huge egg. Not your normal egg. I mean, it's gigantic.
Gigantic?
Yeah, I mean, there's no way that this could have come out of a chicken. I mean, if it just ever came out of a chicken, whoa, would that hurt? I'm talking big, like an eagle or an ostrich, or even Big Bird. Maybe it's Big Bird's egg. I'm not sure.
Big Bird? Bucky.
You know, maybe it was genetically modified. For one thing, for sure, it is not a normal
egg. Okay, so what's going on now?
Well, like I said, you know, Boss and Batty are over there trying to get some ID on this guy, and, you know, we should have that in a minute. In fact, here comes Boss right now. Hey, Boss, did you find anything?
Yeah, Bucky, this guy's got a weird last name, Dumpty. It looks like H. Dumpty.
Can I see that?
Sure, Bucky, go ahead. Take a look.
Yeah, Boss, it's right here on the back. Look at this. Humpty Dumpty.
Oh, brother.
What's the problem?
You said Humpty Dumpty?
Yep, that's what it says. Humpty Dumpty.
Well, Bucky, we got a real problem. This Humpty Dumpty thing hasn't worked out in the past with all the king's horses and all the king's men.
What do you mean? I don't get it.
Well, for one thing, we've never been able to put them back together again.
Well, what are we supposed to do? Just leave him there? I mean, it's getting hot and the sidewalk's getting really warm and he's starting to cook. He looks a little scrambled.
Well, Bucky, like I said, we don't have much luck with these situations. Hey, why don't you call Betty over the Double Dip and see if they need some scrambled eggs for breakfast this morning?
Well, that's kind of weird. I mean, you know, I've just been calling Betty to have her serve her customers, my customers, for breakfast. That's strange.
Well, Bucky, that's all we can do for you. Hey, listen, we're getting another call. Dispatch is telling us that there's been an accident over the hill. Somebody fell.
Another egg?
No, this involves a couple of teens.
Well, what happened?
Well, we don't have all the details, but the first reports are that they went up the hill to fetch a pail of water.
Well, are they okay?
Well, not really. Apparently, one fell down and broke his crown, and the other one came tumbling after. Hey, Bucky, we gotta go. But thanks for calling all the king's horses and all the king's men, the ambulance, EMT, and search and rescue. So long.
Hey, Boss, I guess they're not coming.
Well, Bucky, we're just gonna have to call Betty and see if she needs some scrambled eggs.
Yeah, we were gonna call you, Betty, because Humpty... I can't believe you said Humpty Dumpty. I mean, that was unbelievable.
Yeah, wow. You know what's really, really, really interesting? I had scrambled eggs for breakfast. Wow.
This is another coincidence.
Oh, my goodness. This is really getting to be fully ESP today, Bucky.
ESP, Valentine's Day, you know, use your bean, trust your heart, all of that stuff, you know, I mean... Wow.
Wow, the show's almost over, Bucky. And it's been such a great morning on the show.
It was fantastic. I mean, we had spiders and we had gerbils. We talked about gerbils. We had tinfoil sculptures. We talked about snowmen. We talked about refrigerator doors and how you can slide on a refrigerator.
Oh, my bubble gun underneath my bed. Drinking lots of water. Claude, Harry. Wow.
Yeah, you know, there's no way.
Surfing. Don't forget about the popcorn surfing, and we're going to be doing that next Thursday, so come down to the gymnasium. Love to see you all.
Well, you know, Betty, I can't believe a whole hour just went so fast. And, you know, I mean, anything else you want to say to the Sprouts out there that, you know?
Happy Valentine's Day for everyone, and have a wonderful time. Enjoy the day. And next year, if you didn't think about it, make a random Valentine's Day card and leave it on somebody's spoon windshield.
Yep. I think I'm going to go out and do a few of those. Well, everybody, that's our show. We're going to sign off with a fun song, you know, because I want all the Sprouts to remember that they're all stars. Right, Betty? Everybody's an all-star.
Yeah. Everybody is special.
All right, state your name and power.
I am the Waffler. With my griddle of justice, I bash the enemy in the head, or I burn them like so.
Next.
Hi, I am Pencilhead.
And I am son of Pencilhead.
We erase crime.
Two generations of...
Right.
Yes, thank you.
I'd say there's potential.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. When
older. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man begs to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
All that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold.
Go for the moon. Go for the moon. Go for the moon. Go for the moon.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars. Somebody won't ask, could I spare some change for gas? I need to get myself away from this race. I said yes, what a concept. I could use a little fuel myself.
Remember that always. Only shooting stars break the mold. Betty has left the studio. Betty has left the building. And everybody, have a happy, happy Valentine's Day. And always remember,
use your feet, trust your heart, build your character in females.
And that's it. Thanks so much. See you next week.